fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
How bad is your living conditions where one of your proms in Zimbabwe is not a little tiny crocodile, because that would be fucking ridiculous to begin with.
Yeah.
A 300-pound crocodile can sneak into your, not backyard, into your room and sleep under your bed and you not realize it. You know how bad it is?
Well, was the crocodile sleeping or was he staring intently at the other guy who was sleeping?
All woke up and it's
either way, they should have used like the crocodile, you know, paper strips that you can put out. They just didn't use it.
Like fly swatter? Like
I would have just squeezed lemon juice.
I had a business once that sold those things.
Dutch, no, you
what?
Did it. No, Dutch.
I make money on the side sometimes.
Dutch, hold on. Dutch, do you understand how silly it would be? The first time it would do nothing.
It's like a glue trap.
I know, but it's a crocodile.
It's like a foot deep. And it's like just industrial glue.
See, what?
So wait. Like you're selling hold on. You're selling a bathtub filled with glue.
What do you want to stop? I mean, come on. I mean, my business didn't go so well, but.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Hello, and thank you for choosing Hippo Juice.
What about the Hippo Juice show?
What about the Hippo Juice
people? Let
me
get back to you comfortably. Anyway, hey, listen to the Hippo Juice.
Are you the douchebag of Royce?
I want to see the Hippo Juice
email. I love listening to Hippo Juice.
Hey, it's Patrice O'Neill, and you motherfuckers are listening to Hippo Juice.
Water, no water, can't stop.
I'm a producer, motherfucker. I got
like,
shit.
There's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
Oh my god! There's a video. Back away.
Picturing you paralyzed. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
Hippo juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice to get in contact with us on Twitter or the Facebooks. We'll be keeping an eye on that throughout the program. Today is October 9th, 2013. It is another Wednesday evening.
What are the odds?
Pretty good. Pretty good odds. Doing it for a long time now. And we are live. We have a couple pinch hitters in tonight in the usual cast. Sitting in for Joel the Dutch Van Wingerden is Mitch the Dutch Heel.
You know, I thought I was honored to have you ask me to be on, but then when you say I'm sitting in for Dutch, that kind of hurts my feelings.
I'm sorry. How about the special guest star?
I like that.
Mitch.
Guest star.
The fill-in heel.
Can I just be the star?
Mitch the fill-in heel. And
that works.
We have, of course, sitting in for Ryan the Hammer Lopez.
Is your other sibling.
Is my other sibling, Renee the Hammer Lopez. It's what? Awesome.
Everyone's nicknames are so similar.
I'm really tired. I'm not that creative right now. And you have, of course, as per usual, but on cam tonight, John.
Woo! John's on cam!
Got my smoke machine going.
John the Fox Sanzari. With his tank top for, I guess he's in G-Unit now. And, of course, Marie.
Who?
You.
Oh.
welcome to the show. Dutch is running a little bit late. And I don't know about Ryan. Who knows? So anyway, welcome aboard, guys.
Thank you, Royce.
You're welcome, Marie.
I'm glad to be aboard.
Good. I'm glad that you're glad.
I'm glad that you're glad. I'm glad.
I'm glad that everyone's glad.
I'm glad that everybody is here and there's a black person I just saw.
What?
What? Where?
John, lock your doors.
Oh, man.
Please. Just, yeah.
I don't know where you are. It doesn't sound safe, though.
Sasquatch.
All right. You know what? First fun story. How about that?
The story now of a little girl battling leukemia and the fight over just how to treat her.
Oh, that does sound fun.
An appeals court ruling her hospital can't force the 10-year-old to get life-saving chemotherapy against her Amish parents' wishes. They will be back in court this morning. Alex Perez.
And this Breaking Bad spinoff sounds terrible.
So,
yeah.
Girl has leukemia.
Yes.
Needs chemotherapy.
Right.
Save her life.
Uh-huh.
She's Amish.
Yes.
Parents don't want it.
Do not want. I guess it goes against their religion.
What if there's no power in the chemotherapy?
I kind of agree with the parents on this one.
Hold on, Mitch. Why do you agree with the parents?
You can't encroach on the parents' wishes trying to save this child's life and everything. If God wanted the kid to die, then the kid deserves to die.
What if my chemotherapy had no buttons?
Then would it be fine?
Then it's okay. If you just drink a bottle of chemo juice, then you're probably going
to
be okay.
What if I give the chemotherapy to this little girl by, like, bicycle power?
What if I get
manpower?
What if I get the chemo liquid and I churn it into some sort of delicious butter?
And then rub it on her skin.
Is that fine?
Then can we save her life?
What if we get the chemo and make it some sort of chemo barn? And she could live in there.
What if we get, like, horse chemo?
Uh-huh. What is that?
I don't think
they're going to invest in trying to cure horses of cancer. They're going to probably just kill them.
No. The horses, use plows to mine the chemo fields.
Uh-huh. Well, I think we're getting off track here.
Mine the chemo fields.
Yes, John?
Right.
No, like, what if it, this is the segue into the, where Vanilla Ice goes Amish. Did you see that? Now he's going Amish.
One second. We'll do that next. Let's finish
one
the story.
One joke at a time, John.
Yeah, John, finish this.
That's the story.
This morning, a battle of modern medicine versus Amish values is back in court.
Medicine wins!
Let me tell you, 100...
I don't know, Amish paradise.
Sorry.
I don't know.
But 100% of the time... medicine wins.
Because what have you ever seen Amish win a battle of anything?
I don't know. How about the fact I've never seen an Amish guy with a microscope, so I'm not going to trust them in curing cancer.
How can an Amish person get cancer? Don't you have to, like, do something outside of your Amish living to get cancer?
No, you get cancer doing
skin
anything.
Cancer?
Yeah.
They probably don't believe in suntan lotion or sunscreen. Mm-hmm.
Make their own?
They could churn their own sunscreen.
Hirschberger's parents took her off chemotherapy in June, choosing to treat her.
Why do you say it like that?
June. 10-year-old Sarah Hirschberger's parents took her off chemotherapy in June, choosing to treat her leukemia with herbal remedies instead. But
herbal, like
basil,
rosemary,
and pepper.
They would just throw heads of lettuce at her.
She was delicious. It didn't cure the chemo, but she was delicious
afterwards.
She
smelled like a cornucopia.
Yep.
Last Tuesday, an Ohio appeals court ruled that her hospital could overrule her parents' decision. And the hearing this afternoon will give an attorney for the Children's Hospital in Akron
Yes, Marie.
So hospitals can overrule parents? Thanks, Obamacare.
I don't know if that's...
It's probably written in somewhere in, like, page 700s. Like, hospitals can just tell you what to do. You're not allowed to die today!
Okay.
Just look in the appendix.
Temporary custody of the girl so that she can resume chemo, a move her family opposes. Hirschberger's father spoke to us by phone in August.
Our
yes, hello. Connect me to ABC News, please.
right one away, month. Sir.
Believe this, the natural stuff will do just as much as what that does.
What natural stuff?
Shut up. She referred to the life-saving herbs that she thinks she's giving her daughter to cure cancer as natural, whatever, as
natural, like a woman,
as natural stuff.
They're just probably feeding her dirt.
No, I want you to listen. Listen, I want
enriched
you to
dirt.
I want you to listen.
Believe this, the natural stuff will do just as much as what that does.
So Miracle-Gro isn't something that cures cancer?
No, I mean, I don't think so.
Wouldn't that just grow the cancer?
Or grow the good cells that fight cancer.
Yeah, there you go.
Or maybe they know something, like if they can like take out the cancer and then sell it on the side of the road. Ancient Amish secret, huh?
Who's going to buy cancer, John? Who's buying cancer?
The same people that drive around the side of the road. Oh, look, it's Amish people. They grow things. Let's buy that.
So people that are going to buy Amish butter are also going to buy Amish cancer.
Well,
what you're saying.
Clearly, they're not going to call it cancer. They'll call it like Amish yams or something.
I don't know. They'll sell it to Nirvana. He liked eating that black cancer.
But
the court ruled on October 1st the child's parents' beliefs can't outweigh the state's right to protect the girl. The judge is saying in their ruling, while we respect the wishes of the parents and believe them to be honest and sincere, we are unwilling to adhere to the wishes
That's
of the parents.
That's not what they said. Said, although we believe that the parents' wishes are sincere, they're idiots and should not be allowed to make
you
any
know what
form
Amish
of
people
decision.
Are? Amish people are trailer trash without the trailer, because that's what it is.
They have a buggy instead.
They have a buggy that can be used as a trailer.
And they hitch barns.
The Hirschberger's daughter was in chemotherapy for about a month. The tumors on her neck, chest, and kidney has started shrinking. But her father abruptly stopped the treatment.
If we do chemotherapy and she would happen to die, she would probably suffer more than if we would do it this way and she would happen to die.
No.
No, what? This
based what? On what?
Exactly.
Probable cause. Based on probable cause. You heard him. Probably.
I don't know, but this CSI Amish show is terrible. I don't know.
Yeah! Cling, 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 cling. They're because they're playing like, yeah. Like not electrical instruments.
They probably can't even take off sunglasses. They just have to take off their straight brimmed hats.
Doctors say without treatment, the girl could die within a year, but that with chemotherapy, she has an 85% chance of survival.
Yeah, but those odds aren't
Unless
good.
Unless God wants her to die within a
85%
year. 85%
chance is a good chance you're going to live.
Yeah, but that 15%, man, I don't know.
That can be used for, I don't know, wearing an extra strap on your suspenders.
Experts say the judge's decision to side with the hospital could set a legal precedent for how parents decide their children's medical care.
When you're talking about life and death and the real possibility that the treatment will save the child, then things can change.
And you know me, I am not Mr. Government or any of that bullshit.
I thought you were Mr. Brightside.
But you have to sometimes just... You can't let the kid die because the parents are morons.
How did the hospital know that the kid had cancer in the first place? The parents must have brought the child to a hospital at some point. So at some point, they're like, I'm going to forgo my Amish rules because I'm going to take this kid to a hospital, which is powered by everything. Every kind of electrical piece of equipment would be in a hospital, and they obviously had to run some form of a scan to even determine
that they had
cancer.
She just needs ginkgo biloba.
Oh, isn't that for memory?
Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all baloney. It's all not going to work.
So I have a question, though.
Yes.
So with this new Obamacare thing that's going in, everyone is required to have health insurance. Otherwise, they'll be levied a fine.
Yes.
Do Amish need to get Obamacare now? Or do they have some sort of like Amish health care thing?
You know, that's,
ooh,
that's a really good question.
That's an incredible question.
Do Amish people... They pay taxes, so I'm assuming they have to follow the same laws as everyone else. They're not a tribe. They're not Indians.
How do they pay taxes?
So they have to get
Obamacare. And by the way, I want to point something else out because there's a story coming up here in a little bit about the that whole Redskins controversy, the Washington Redskins, and how Obama's saying that if he was owned the team, he changed the name and blah, 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 blah. I think Native Americans should be more thankful to us because if it wasn't for us – they'd be walking around with cumbersome large poxes. And we gave them small poxes, so it's a lot easier to walk around with those. So go fuck yourselves, Native Americans. How about a thank you card once in a while? You know, big old poxes all the time.
Big old poxes.
How do you know that their poxes weren't extra small and we made them small?
I don't know, Marie, because...
Maybe they used some sort of epoxy.
No, because every time they talk about the Native Americans, like, they always talk about them like, they were the proud people. No, they weren't. They were
actually very ashamed of themselves.
They were fucking animals, like every other cave person. Like, they weren't... They were a proud people that rode their horses. Yeah, anyways, those were raped women.
I think you're confusing loving animals with actually having sex with them again.
How come you don't see as many Native American barbers? Because they were really good at cutting people's hair off.
No,
earlier
they're not. They're actually very bad because they cut the scalping. It's not the same as a haircut. I mean,
it's a pretty close shave. In all fairness,
it's not the same as a haircut. It's different. It's a different.
It's hair. There's a knife.
It's not.
They probably did have a lot of barbers, but they lost all their customers after a while.
Well, you could only do it once.
After one.
You could only do it.
But
once.
It was really profitable. Because you just took all of their money right then.
That's true, I guess. But you, with hair cutteries, you really want the repeat business because hair just keeps growing.
All right, let's just move right into the story that's already set it up.
Joining me now is Ray Hallbrenner of the Oneida Indian Nation representative and a vocal leader against the Redskins' name. Mr. Hallbrenner, thanks so much for being here. First, your reaction to President Obama.
Man, I wish there was some way to tell he was an Indian. Like, he doesn't make
it
clear.
What gave it away, his tie?
His fucking, that little bolo thing. What's that thing called?
It's a bolo.
Yeah, whatever. It's fucking terrible.
His words about possibly changing the name if he were the owner.
Well,
wasn't he the one that sold, didn't he sell Walter White his pickup truck?
Well, we were certainly gratified with the president's comments.
Whoa, I did not expect that voice out of this dude. Hold on, let me back up for a second.
Obama's words about possibly changing the name if he were the owner.
Well, we were certainly gratified with the president's comments that if he were the...
I don't know if I like Indian Pat Sajak.
...owner of the team, he would consider changing its name. I think it certainly adds momentum to this issue, and as the first sitting president to take on that issue, I think it certainly is something that's significant and historic. We're also gratified to hear Senior Congressman Tom Cole as well.
See, because when the name is changed from the Washington Redskins to the Washington, whatever they're going to change it to, because it's going to happen eventually, it's going to magically stop all Indians from being alcoholics.
Republican congressman who also voiced his opposition to the team name as well.
Redskins owner.
To be fair, though, let's be fair here. The original name was the Washington Nigger Feet. And it's like compared, it's not bad.
They're making little baby steps.
Yeah, a little at a time, guys.
It's like Royce. It's like grandma.
Do you think that if the Redskins won more Super Bowls, do you think they wouldn't really give a shit?
No, I don't think it matters. Actually, the one more, I think they would care more because more exposure. I knew it was going to happen at some point, but then okay, fine. But then you got to change the Braves too, right? Like, are the Braves okay?
Well. Brave
and the Indians.
Brave is an adjective for something that's good.
Okay, cool. But this isn't racist. Oh,
what about the Angels? Because it's a bunch of dead people.
Yeah, what the hell, Angels?
But
the Vikings.
That's
dude,
doing.
The
oh,
slaughtered, raped thousands, hundreds of thousands of people.
It's an homage.
Doing the brave oh thing is equivalent to walking up to an Indian going oh, la 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 la. It's like, dude, come on.
But didn't they really do those things?
No, they really didn't. I think that's a myth. I don't think they just went la 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 la. That's not it. What does that do?
Makes noise.
La la la. But what does that do? Like, tell me functionally. Oh, because if they just la la for no reason, then they're stupid as I thought.
Maybe it's a misconception where somebody caught one guy yawning a lot, and then it turned into that sound.
Dan Snyder was once quoted.
Yes, John.
No, I mean, like, I know that this has been like an ongoing issue with the name change. But do you think because when the basketball team, the Bullets, changed themselves to the Wizards, you're like, oh, if they can do it, then we can do it too.
I don't.
That's
know.
That's my Indian voice.
Well, because the difference is that the owner of the Redskins has come out and said that he's not going to change the name.
Good.
Yeah. Good.
But they're going to make him.
But it is saying, quote, "We'll never change the name. It's that simple. Never. You can use caps." And according to the Washington Post, Roger Goodell is under no pressure to press for a name change. Do you think this is ever going to happen?
Well, history is littered with people who have vowed never to change something. Slavery, integration, women's rights. So we think...
More like women's wrongs, right, guys? High five?
Well, those are two things. Good job.
I think that one thing that's really great about this country is when many people speak out, change can happen.
Lanny Davis.
This guy sounds like a hoot and a holler to hang around with.
Yeah, he's like the life of the party.
Barrel of laughs.
I'm kind of sleepier just from listening to him.
He's fucking terrible. This guy's horrible.
He should read bedtime stories in audiobook format, though. Great voice.
Isn't this the guy from that show Banshee?
No.
He looks like him.
It's not that guy.
Other professional teams with Native American logos and mascots. Why the main focus on the Redskins and not teams like the Atlanta Braves or the Cleveland Indians, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Chicago Blackhawks?
Oh, Kelly's got a good point. She says, how about the Fighting Irish? Like aggression, alcoholism, stereotype the Irish. No one cares, though. Okay, good point. But the Fighting Irish is pretty bad. But that's the problem, is a slippery slope. Once you do it to one, then you got to do it for all of them. And then they're going to be called the Washington Tulips. And before you know it, it's going to be the Notre Dame Kissing Irish. And that's it. Fucking problem solved.
Well, let's be clear. The name, the R word, is...
The R word.
Ah! Retard?
Really?
Ah! Did you just call all of them retards?
Yes.
I think so.
Defined in the dictionary as an offensive term. It is a racial epithet. It's a racial slur. I think there is a broader discussion to be had about using mascots generally and the damage it does to people and their self.
What damage can it possibly do? Like, what does it do? Like, how does it affect you? That's why this is what bothers me about this. It things like this can only affect you if you let them. You're not no one's physically doing anything to you.
No, I think physically, like, once you buy a Redskins jersey, you immediately start doing cocaine and just go to the liquor store and rob it.
And what about sell beads on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Okay, good. As long as we're also doing that.
I would like to know how many times somebody actually acted out as in a hate crime against a Native American. Who hates the Native Americans?
Cowboys. I mean, we're being honest.
49ers.
Is that still happening?
I don't know if it's still happening, but I mean, traditionally, when you say Indians, I think cowboys are the bad guys. Or, you know, depending on what side of the coin you're on, I mean, if you're a cowboy, the Indians are the bad guys. You know what I mean.
But certainly, there's no gray area on this issue.
A study by a Smithsonian Institution senior linguist close to a decade ago.
Wow, that guy must get so much poon.
Suggested
he's a kind of linguist.
His view, his scholarship, the term...
That was very funny. I'm not going to just... I'm going to give you the laugh on that. That was a good one.
Thank you.
To people and their self-identity. But certainly, there's no gray area on this issue.
A study by a Smithsonian Institution senior linguist close to a decade ago suggested that in his view, his scholarship, the term Redskin was first used by Native Americans to distinguish themselves...
In their rap songs, when they would rap to other Redskins...
Oh, my Redskins in the house. Yo!
Yo, what up, Skinner?
Oh, shit.
It's my man, Dutch.
What up, my skin?
From whites Skinner, who were encroaching please. Upon their land. Does that matter to you at all if that is how the term originated?
Well, as we learned yesterday, there's not only broad, diverse opposition, but there is many studies and scientific evidence that use of racial slurs like this creates damage not in the community, including young children. And this is all about the kids. This was so inspiring to us when the Cooperstown kids in the Cooperstown Hall, Baseball Hall of Fame is located in Cooperstown, decided on their own initiative to change the R word of their team to another name. And that gave us such inspiration.
But does it matter at all that the name originally may have not been an epithet, that in fact it may have been used by Native Americans?
Well, regardless of what...
It does. No, I'm not going to say yes to that because I'm getting paid a lot of money to sit here.
No, that goes against the thing I was saying, so it doesn't count. To disagree. So,
yeah, he's not even answering the question.
Well, yeah, he is. He's saying I'm not answering it.
The origin is it's creating damage now.
I don't care where the origin came from, even if it came from us and we were the ones using it, but you're not allowed to use it. That's our word.
Yeah, stop rain dancing around the question.
I hate when I hear that. That's our word. You know,
I'm proud of you, John. That was good.
It's nobody's Thank word.
You. What poll you take, no matter what you do, the damage is being created. Scientifically, that's evidence. No,
you're saying that this is damage, and it's not. Only in the last like 2 years, this has become a problem.
Because it's the new thing. And once this gets taken care of, because you know eventually they're going to cave. Goodell's going to go in there and say, look, you could blame it all on me. I'll take the heat. I'll tell them that I made you change it. That's what's going to happen. And the guy's going to do it because, you know, you just
Dan Snyder is not going to do it because legally there's nothing they can do. He owns the rights to that name, and he owns the rights to, yeah, the name and rights of his team.
Yeah. Hey, Royce, does and during like their home games, I mean, I don't know if there's anybody that listens that actually goes to like a Washington Redskin game, but do they like do any protests outside of?
Well, it's odd that you ask that because I actually fly out there every week because I'm a closeted Redskins fan, and no,
they do not do any protesting because there's not a casino right outside of the stadium.
Oh, there's damage to the image of, to especially to young children, and this is why the.
But young children only know it's a racial epithet if you tell them it is, because no one uses that anymore. That's not that people. It's not on TV. I'm not watching MTV, and people are just dropping the R bomb.
Like, you want to know what's more insulting? Calling them Indians, because that's not what they are.
No, you're right. Native Americans.
Exactly, Indians are Indians.
That is more insulting. But Royce is right. No one uses Redskin in normal, everyday conversation, nor is it written in history books. So where would kids get the idea that it's hurtful?
To be honest, I'm never near a meth lab, so I'm never near Native Americans. So I've never been in a situation where I have to do that.
Oh.
What? No, I'm not saying they cook meth. I'm just saying they live around people that do cook meth.
Oh. Yes, they do.
No, Dutch, I'm sorry. It's coming across racist. What I mean is that they live in trailers. Okay, you're right. I deserve that.
This issue is so important. Not
rude
only
on fun guy.
Us, but our whole, all of America, all of our community.
And lastly, sir, some sports writers, including
who
sports...
Who is this boob, by the way?
This is like the speaker for Native
the
American
representative
Affairs
of all
or some bullshit.
Yeah,
is he in fact an engine?
Well, yeah.
Look at his bolo tie.
He's head of the Oneida.
I invited you to fucking thing, so accept, okay, stupid.
Cool. It's Peter King, USA Today's Christine Brennan. They've said they're just going to stop using the nickname Redskins. Is that a good start?
Yeah, that's right. Just say the N-word because people won't know what it means.
By the way, I like this interviewer because he keeps saying the word Redskin.
He doesn't
and the
give a fuck.
Getting mad at him.
Well, no, he's not. But
exactly. So why does it?
It's how they know you.
Start for you.
Well, I think it's the right thing to do, and sometimes we need to do the right thing, and sometimes it's not always easy. But
the right thing
sometimes
is
sometimes we need to do the wrong thing.
The opinion, the right thing is an opinion, and like I said before, changing the name is not going to make your people alcoholic rate go down, and it's not going to change.
What do you mean,
that.
Your people?
I mean Indians.
But it's Indians? It's very respectful. We want to see this country unified. We want the NFL to succeed. We're proud sponsors of the NFL.
You know what?
How do they sponsor the NFL?
They need to stop doing what they're doing and focus their energy on way more important things. This is the dumbest battle to fight. Pick your battles, Indians.
Well, that's just it. They this is the newest, you know, like the midgets kind of got their way. The retards
the
up,
midget,
got their way.
No,
the
excuse me.
Got their way,
the little
the
people,
got their way,
special
like,
people, the N-words, African-Americans, say the right things. You're saying all the wrong things.
Hornswoggles. I think the midgets are called
hornswoggles
now.
That's not the thing. They're called. And to me, that midget doesn't make. To me, little people sounds way more offensive.
It does sound more offensive. I don't feel comfortable calling them little people.
No, because it's like you're small.
Oh, look at the wee little people.
Who's your daddy?
Like, I'm not Irish. I'm not calling you that. I just won't say anything because I don't know what to call them.
I just generally put my hands up and scream, ah, and run away when I see them.
And yeah, he does.
But he kicks him over before he runs away.
And then he goes, "Don't touch me!"
Just like this. And then I run.
He goes. And he
my
goes.
My arms flailing angrily.
And then he screams, "Don't touch me! I don't want to get baby arms." Because Dutch thinks it's contagious. He just.
And I stay 100 yards away, and I talk to people. I'm like, "Don't! That's contagious. You don't want that.
Don't touch. Don't walk away."
God. I love misconception, Dutch.
All right, let me pull up the next story here, kids.
Can the next story be the seal that avoided being eaten?
Sure, go ahead.
Did you guys hear about this? It was on the news.
No, Leno, I didn't.
Fight off something?
No. So there was a great white shark in South Africa.
It's racist.
That was, I know. It's very racist. Mm-hmm.
I'm offended. I speak for all of the sea life. I'm half Aquaman.
He is half Aquaman.
There, somebody was just out scoping the oceans and caught an image of a great white trying to eat a seal, and the seal balanced itself on the tip of the nose of
and
the
then
great
sang
white.
"Kissed by a Rose."
Oh, I'm way ahead of you.
Oh, you think me and Dutch were doing radio long
hit
enough?
I play button before you made that joke.
You think me and Dutch were doing radio long enough?
Yep, you think so?
For a few precious moments, the fate of one
we'll
seal
be in the same room.
Hung in the balance as the seal itself.
Shut up. You guys actually looked at each other, I feel.
Shut
is
up.
Is that seal wearing glasses?
Yeah, he's wearing sunglasses because he's super cool. So the seal, the person caught a picture of a seal literally avoided being eaten by a great white. He balanced on the tip of the nose and then dove off as the great white was swallowing back into the water.
Wow.
This is the coolest thing ever.
The seal then promptly died of a heart attack.
It was
scared to death.
Did you
post it in the chat room?
Yeah, it's in the chat.
Yeah, I did. It was photographed.
Everybody, sing one time.
I always forget this part of it.
Yeah. I don't still know forest now I think about
now
it.
Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave.
Da da da, I have craters on my face from a grenade.
That's not true. He went bobbing for french fries in a deep fryer.
What actually happened to Zayas? It was just really bad acne as a kid?
Nah, he had like some sort of disease. It's called.
I thought he got acid thrown at his face.
No, he's not. He's not Two-Faced.
Yeah, there's a lot of different. It's like how did Heather Mills lose her leg? Like for a while there, people actually thought that she
lost
got it by stepping on a landmine when she was like helping kids in Africa or something like that.
No. Here's a fun story.
Delta Airlines told us today it is reviewing its procedures after a young boy,
ooh,
all alone
corpse?
Without a ticket, somehow managed to board an airliner in Minneapolis.
Ooh, I heard about this one.
Yeah, check this out.
All alone without a ticket, somehow managed to board an airliner in Minneapolis last Thursday and fly to Las Vegas. Delta is not saying how it happened. We asked Dean Reynolds to look into
Delta.
This.
I'm going to guess TSA. No. I would blame the TSA before you start blaming Delta.
9 years yeah. old. He's 9 years old. Okay, keep that in mind. So this is
Minneapolis last Thursday and fly to Las Vegas. Delta is not safe.
Quoted, he said he wanted to get his drink on.
How it happened, we asked Dean Reynolds to look into this breach of airport security.
Delta airport officials. Say the 9-year-old made two trips to the terminal.
Hold on, let me blow my nose. The 9-year-old made two trips.
Last Wednesday, he took the train to the airport, lifted a stranger's suitcase from the baggage carousel, and took it with him to the hot dish restaurant. There, Jesus. He had lunch.
He ate lunch by a 9 years old, ate lunch with his little suitcase at a restaurant.
Up the bag and someone else's suitcase, no less.
Yeah. Carousel. And took it with him to the hot dish restaurant. There, he had lunch.
He had a $37 cheeseburger, because let's face it, it's an airport restaurant.
The bag and skipped the check after telling the waitress he was just going to the restroom. After that, officials say he went home. But surveillance cameras picked him up again the next day, being screened at the TSA airport checkpoint. Steps away on Concourse G, Delta Flight 1651 was boarding for an 11:15 departure to Las Vegas. Airport officials tell us the surveillance tape shows the boy without a boarding pass darting past a distracted agent and onto the plane.
Darting past a distracted agent.
Charles Slepian, a security consultant for several major airlines, says the situation is not unimaginable.
If you see a 9-year-old child who doesn't want to fuck him...
Jesus, that guy sounds like a ghoul.
He really does.
I am Jebediah Delta, and we used to allow them in the carry-on department.
What does he look like? He looks like a villain from Scooby-Doo. Like what?
Jebediah Delta. His name is Jebediah Delta.
Oh, wait, that's like the actual owner of Delta?
I don't know. Who knows? But he doesn't look like Jebediah Delta.
I missed that part. I didn't know you were making drugs.
No, he's just security, whatever.
Distracted agent and onto the plane. Charles Slepian, a security consultant for several major... Your airline says the situation is not unimaginable.
If you see a 9-year-old child who doesn't look like he's lost, doesn't look... Well, you
looks like
take
Mr.
him
Burns.
In the back and fuck him in the butthole.
He looks a little bit like Doc Fox, except more creepy and more ghoulish, which is hard to do because I'm a ghoul.
Look like he's upset. We tend to assume
it's
that
like
he's
Dark
with
Fox.
Somebody.
that would be required to put him on board an airplane.
The flight was halfway to Las Vegas when the crew... realized the boy was not on their list of unaccompanied minors. They called the Las Vegas police, which met the flight and took him into protective custody.
Now,
is
the
that,
TSA
is that a story?
No, that's Marie, and it's actually very funny.
Oh,
okay. It's actually this deserves it. Hold
Say,
on.
I didn't fire any buttons. That wasn't me.
Thank you.
I tend to assume that he's with somebody that would be required to put him on board an airplane.
The flight was halfway to Las Vegas when the crew realized the boy was not on their list of unaccompanied minors. They called the Las Vegas police, which met the flight and took him into protective...
From now on, yes.
...custody.
We have a cool story. We have to have this.
Now, the TSA says the boy was properly screened at this checkpoint here behind me, but it is investigating
whether some... Oh, because that makes it better.
Oh, he's
properly screened.
That's not the right one.
Good.
He was. I'm going to tell you, I screen everybody, but when these little fuckers keep getting through, I can't see all the time. I got to be texting.
I can't look past my young bits, you know, because I have to accentuate my curves, you know what I'm saying? So if I can't see past my, my peripheral vision, he goes underneath my tiggle bitty.
And that's just the white ones.
He's investigating whether some reconfigured barrier might help prevent future stuff.
Yeah, it's called a fence.
Mitch, this is your place, man. Like, what the fuck? You must feel, like, great about your airport when you go to fly.
Yeah, explain yourself, Mitch, and your shit-fucked state.
Shit-stupid.
I hate going to the... I hate flying. I hate going...
Fuck state.
It is a terrible state. You got me.
State of awareness.
Now, I wasn't paying attention fully. I'm not going to lie. But I heard on... When I heard about this story, the kid's parent or mom or something actually worked for Delta, and he had been scoping the place out for a while.
Yeah, he had, wow. They're saying that. He had gone for a couple days. One day he stole a suitcase, sat down, and was eating.
Right. So this kid knew the frickin' drill.
And then it was the next day that he actually just got on another plane. It wasn't even the same day that he...
Which, okay, 9 years old, you have nothing to lose, you're bored out of your mind, always having to go to mom's work because she can't find a babysitter, and it's summertime or whatever, school's in, who cares?
Yeah, if you know what? Now I'm thinking about it, like, if I were at a place long enough where
I could
find loopholes, yeah, I would try it.
Right, because all you do as a kid is just see people having to go through these motions, and you just see repetitive patterns, and you're like, why would you need to do any of this? I'm just going to walk onto this plane.
Okay, that's what happened then. If the mom worked Delta, he had already gotten past security with her, right?
No.
He wandered past security.
He was properly screened, though, so don't worry.
He was properly screened.
Was he with his
How
mom
did
at the
he
time?
Get screened without a ticket?
Dutch.
Yeah. Well, if his mom was working, is that what you're telling me?
He was stowaway.
He was properly screened.
How was he properly screened without a ticket?
We screened him.
Properly.
He had
I don't know. I'm confused.
Had no knives in his shoes.
Properly screened.
Nor plastic explosives in his shampoo bottles.
Might have had a bomb in his diaper, but he's 9 years old, so they wouldn't have.
We thoroughly
that.
Checked his anus, and there was no explosives in there.
Yeah, Jebediah Delta himself.
I checked him thoroughly.
Oh my God, I can't get enough of the Jebediah.
All right.
It just reminds me. You know what it reminds me of?
What does it remind you of, Marie?
I'll tell you what it reminds me of.
Heck you.
Do you remember Animaniacs, Buttons, and Mindy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This little kid is Mindy. Mindy's just following a balloon and gets through every dangerous situation, and the little Buttons is trying to run after the kid.
It's true. You know, it's true.
I
can't
remember that.
No, but think about it. You can't get through with a fucking tweezer, and this kid runs through without a fucking ticket, has lunch. Runs on a plane and gets to Vegas.
Maybe they should start having the TSA.
Naked drunk passenger.
Nikki, say it right.
Nikki, drunk passenger, tasered by police after challenging the flight captain to a fight.
Contested.
All right, I'm pretty sure.
Hill confirmed.
I'm pretty sure it sounds like Randy. Marie, see if you can post a picture in the chat. It's in the prep. The picture's fantastic. Video footage has emerged of the moment a drunken man was tasered by police after stripping naked and confronting the staff on the runway of Manchester Airport. The 52-year-old man was filmed stripping to his underwear and and began to slap across the face by a female companion after stepping off the EasyJet flight from Malta to Manchester. The man also challenged the flight captain to a fight, attempting to calm him down, to the report says. After moving his underpants, the passenger then proceeded to urinate on the side of the terminal at the airport. He eventually put his clothes back on and headed towards the baggage collection area, but was caught by police who tried to control him using a dry taser. What's a dry taser?
The one we hit John with.
Oh, yeah. The direct contact. It's not the shoot out of gun metal thing. This thing.
Screw anyone that tries to protect an image from being reposted. I know how to view source code and find the fucking image that you hid in JavaScript, bitches.
When he refused to cooperate,
it was one of those where it's like you click the picture and then it opens up in a window and you try to right click to copy image URL and it's like, no, motherfucker, we'd like to protect our content. So I just go, fuck you, view source code, go into the source code, control F, JPG, boom, image.
Oh, you just got Firefoxed.
Does this guy have a scorpion tattoo on his thigh?
Well, he doesn't not have one.
This guy's a fucking badass.
Dude, that's funny that you were able to point that out. Yeah, he does.
Like, I'm looking at this, and automatically I think they come from the land down under, like with the Vegemite sandwich.
He's
like,
got
this guy,
bunch of tattoos.
6'4", full of muscle in his stomach, I guess.
And he has his arms wide open, like, come at me, bro.
With arm right over.
Under. You fucking threats. I'll take you on.
Who's the woman next to him that's bending over slightly and you still see her black panties?
That's all I'm not even looking at the guy. I'm just looking at her.
And why is she wearing those Converse with that really short dress that looks like my grandmother's pillowcase?
It's stylish, I guess.
No, it's not. Oh, my God. People in Europe are just the blurst.
Oh, I thought this was in Australia.
No, Manchester. So it would be England.
England. But he could have been coming from New Zealand or Australia.
OMG, guys. Madonna revealed something super secret today. You guys want to hear it?
She is.
She's not really European.
Madonna opening up about a traumatic incident that helped shape her life. The Material Girl reveals in the upcoming edition of Harper's Bazaar.
That Madonna.
Oh, my God.
She's over 50. Stop calling her the Material Girl.
Material Woman.
So long ago, too.
Oh, my God. It was like 30 years ago.
All right. Well,
Material Girl reveals in the upcoming edition of Harper's.
That'd be like calling Lady Gaga 30 years from now, like that Joey Fatone like thing she did on MTV Awards when she was ripping off dice. Fatone?
Or it's like calling Miley Cyrus that infant Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Material Girl reveals in the upcoming edition of Harper's Bazaar that she endured a horrific attack at knife point on a New York City rooftop when she was just 20 years old. ABC's
Later that year, she wrote Vogue.
Harris has the story.
Good thing they're playing some of her music because I wasn't sure who it was.
Modern shit.
Yeah. Oh! That Madonna!
Look at a 24-year-old Madonna as her first single, Everybody, hit number one on the dance charts in 1982. Bold and confident, no one knew that she had already lived a lifetime of pain.
It was actually just one night of pain. Ooh.
Yeah.
Before becoming a
for the very first time, I opened his eyes, took a shiv, and slit his throat. Boom!
Station with Like a Virgin, the now 55-year-old.
Like a virgin, going to the cops to identify.
You messed it up.
I
the
did.
Worldwide
damn
sensation
it.
With Like a Virgin.
Marie.
Well, I wanted to keep singing, but
shut up, Marie.
I think our version of Like a Virgin was a lot better than that.
Yeah.
What was your version?
You just wanted the song. You the song playing?
I didn't know that had karaoke on YouTube. How great is that? You're so fine.
Sing it.
And you're mine. But this one I know.
Yes.
Make me strong. Yeah, you make me bold.
I have another 30 seconds. You want to hear it?
Yes.
I kind of do.
But
join in, Marie.
Thought.
Where are you, Marie?
You're not giving me harmonies.
Wait, sing the bass line.
Scared and cold.
Oh, here it comes. Like a virgin.
Hey!
That's for the very first time.
Just Marie.
Like a
Jen.
Just Ryan.
When your heart beats next to mine.
You know how amazing it is that we've been on the air for like 7 years that we have us singing the exact song we're talking about years later. We just have content for everything.
This clip is so old, by the way.
I know.
Number one on the dance charts in 1982. Bold and confident, no one knew that she had already lived a lifetime of pain. Before becoming a worldwide sensation with Like a Virgin, the now 55-year-old superstar reveals in a soul-bearing essay for Harper's Bazaar that she was raped soon after moving to New York at just 20 years.
So that Like a Virgin song was bullshit.
I didn't know about the raping part. But I just heard the attack with by knife point part.
Okay, well, that's why this story has a
I just thought she got bugged.
Shyamalan twist. Shyamalan twist, Dutch.
I don't know what you want me to do. You want me to hit a button or something?
No, I was just...
Was raped soon after moving.
Thank you, Mitch. By the way, Dutch, real quick, did you see that one of our listeners yesterday made the exact thing you wanted for Dutch and Royce?
Yes, I did. Thank you, whoever who did that.
I don't know his name. Someone,
give him some Twitter love.
Give him Facebook.
I believe he's a Chinky McAsian guy.
He is an Asian guy, but what's his real name? Give him love. He helped us out.
I made one too, by the way.
Yeah, but yours was gay. His was gay sex.
Mitch- Vin Fam.
Vin Fam. Thank you, Vin Fam.
Vin Fam. Okay, can we post a picture in the chat?
Yes, post it in the chat.
We got a new logo for DNR. So thank you, Vin Fam.
Boom.
For Harper's Bazaar, that she was raped soon after moving to New York at just 20 years old. New York wasn't everything I thought it would be. It did not welcome me with...
I mean, especially the rape.
It had a lot more rape.
Just, I mean, I fantasized about rape, and that one just really hurt.
It's like, New York wasn't everything. Not I didn't think I was being raped immediately.
Open arms. The first year, I was held up at gunpoint, raped on the roof of a building.
Okay, that's... She's lying.
First of all, was she... Why was she on the roof of the building? And second of all, like, was... What neighborhood?
She was answering a do you want to get raped call.
And?
Oh.
Yes.
On Craigslist.
I was held up at gunpoint, raped on the roof of a building. I was dragged up to with a knife in my back and had my apartment broken into 3 times.
Okay, I'm almost positive she's just saying line for line the Beat It video. Because I don't even think this thing is real. This all sounds fake. I
was dragged up to with a knife in my...
Give me all your money, see? Before I give you a slip you a Mickey.
I'm going to stab you with this and go stab, stab.
My back and had my apartment broken into 3 times. I don't know why.
I mean, probably.
Because you were in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. And you also, left the door unlocked.
And also, you were young Madonna and probably dressing really slutty.
Yeah, it's your fault.
What was she wearing anyways?
You will literally be unrapeable.
Love it.
Anybody who thinks what she has and what she's created came easily is simply kidding themselves.
Madonna alluded to those personal pains when she spoke with GMA in 1991.
For every bit of happiness I have, there's this much sadness.
Despite that traumatic experience, the future material girl fought her fears of
love. Oh, God!
What?
Stop with the material girl. I'm just...
Call her Madonna.
Life in the big city.
Wait, the big city? What was that?
Dallas.
Oh, okay.
No, I think that might be Akron,
New
Ohio.
New York City!
Client, hell-bent on surviving, on making it, but it was hard and it was lonely, and I had to dare myself every day to keep going. Sometimes I would play the victim and cry in my shoebox of a bedroom.
Oh, good thing they're playing the music, because I forgot which Madonna we were talking about. Yeah.
She didn't express her struggles.
Because that was the name of one of her songs.
She didn't cherish her rape as much as she should have.
She must have thanked her lucky stars that she didn't die.
She was wishing she was on La Isla Bonita.
I don't know any songs.
It only took her 4 minutes in New York to get raped.
And with a ray of sunshine, grew anew.
I'm out of Madonna songs, guys. Sorry.
I know she has a lot more.
I know there's a bunch, but I don't know any more famous ones.
I don't know.
I'm sure we're missing some obvious ones. Where's the one where she had...
She wasn't like a virgin long.
Where's the one she had sex with Black Jesus? What was that one?
Like a Surgeon?
No, it's Weird Al.
Disappointing My Dad?
No, not that one. Oh. Not the real life name of the song.
Disappointing My Dad!
Oh, that was funny.
No, I didn't say Black Jesus. I said Black Jesus.
How about she Breathless Mahoney Dick Tracy on the top of that hill?
Okay, that's too wordy.
It's really, a lot.
It's really a lot of words.
But seriously, it's quite unfortunate what happened to her.
Okay.
No, I mean in 2013, have you seen how ugly she's gotten?
She's really bad. She looks like a lizard person.
Oh, she just gets scarier.
Does she still claim that she's from America, or no? Is she still in the British accent?
Have you
now?
Seen her? She should be in the bodies exhibit. It's fucking terrible.
Do you think she's aware that everybody makes fun of her and her dumb accent thing?
Of course she's aware. She's not retarded.
Then why does she keep doing it?
Because she's stupid. Because
she's retarded.
Because she can't help it.
She's a redskin.
She's saying this right now. It's like nobody fucking cares.
Let's just finish off.
She didn't express her struggles then, but Madonna said,
"Oh,
I forgot about that. It was so annoying the first time."
You think this newscaster feels good about themselves doing that?
Yup, sure do.
Boom, nailed it.
Taught her one of
next segment. Bam.
Hold on, we have a caller that wants to contribute.
Hi, caller.
Oh, hi, folks.
Hi. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Thank you. Oh, my God, I love you guys, except Dutch.
Hey.
No, Dutch, I love you the most.
Oh, makes it better. Well, to be fair, out of everyone in this call, I'm the only one you've unfriended on Facebook for many months at a time.
Yeah, what happened?
Who are you?
The appropriate response.
I'm the guy that offered you a car ride, and you wouldn't take it. Instead, you unfriended me.
Wow, that's
mean. You offered me a car ride, but I had to blow you.
I didn't say that.
Can we flesh this out? Like, why are you not friends with Mitch anymore, Sean?
Oh, we're friends now.
I am friends with Mitch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he requested me a couple weeks ago, so I said yes. See? Best of buds now.
Oh, good. Are you girls done?
How great would it have been if you just said no?
Awesome.
Nope.
So, Sean, do you know anything about this Madonna rape?
I would let Madonna rape me.
I don't think you were listening to the story. I think
you're listening to the show. You just called in 2 seconds before a break.
No, I called in 2 seconds before break because I just turned the show on and I wanted to derail all this Madonna talk with something more important. And what could be more important than me?
All right. Well, go ahead. What's important, Sean?
What do you got going on?
Yeah, take us to break with a big laugh. Take us to break with a big laugh. I want to hear a joke. Take us to break with laugh, Sean.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Go.
I got a new name for the Washington Redskins. You guys ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that gets old and hacky. Everybody's done it. Washington Alcoholics. I get it. Okay. They're a bunch of fucking no good drinking, gambling pieces of shit.
You just said Washington Alcoholics. It would have just. You didn't have to preface. Okay, everybody.
Do you want
to
try again?
Done it.
Do you want to try again? Try again.
Yeah,
try again.
All right. I'll try again.
We put you on the spot. Try again. We'll give him a topic. Someone give him a topic. Like let him bounce off with something.
Ooh, the seal that avoided a death eating experience by that great white.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Beaches. What's up with beaches nowadays? There's sand everywhere, and it's always in my ass crack. Like...
Warlife Radio!
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
Mark Out Radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
This is Unsigned with Jay Fox.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Fleet Speakers with Lance and Kyle. Whoa.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Ellison Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Radio Meltdown.
Consume Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
All right, you're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
More Like Radio!
Hey, guys. When you're not listening to my shows, Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas, you should tune in to my pal Doc Fox's radio show called Mock Out Radio, Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Go check him out. He's wicked cool. Totally pissa. We're going to go have some beers over at the bar. Mock Out Radio, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m., More Like Radio. Boom.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Only on Prince Steel Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Wednesday night at 11 p.m., tune in to More Like Radio for 2 hours of wrestling talk on Mark Out Radio with Dark Fox and friends.
Fistful of assholes?
Excuse me? Fistful of assholes? Really? You want me to say that?
Just do the bit.
All right, you're such a diva now that you have your own show with guest host Punchy, Greenway, and whoever else shows up on Skype or in Fox's creepy basement studio.
The smell of cum and beer doesn't make it creepy.
Maybe not, but the fleshlight does.
Listen, I have a healthy sexual appetite. Thank you very much.
What are the anal beads for?
Can you just do the bit?
Ugh, fine.
Jesus, and you wonder why people get Marianne to do the audio bits.
Mark Out Radio live every Wednesday night from 11 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars?
Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Steve, do you think you could say this line here? This line here.
OSW Review, an old school wrestling podcast that won't kidnap you and kill you.
Just emphasize won't, so it makes it sound like our competition will kill you.
OSW Review, an old school wrestling podcast that won't kidnap and kill you.
And you're listening to More Like Radio.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Hey. I'm trying to help you here, man. Now, if you just tell me your supplier is, I think this can end very well for you.
What are you doing, detective? What are you doing talking to my client without me present? You sneaky Pete? Which is which? What did the academy hire you right out of the womb? You guys get younger every... What'd you say to Babyface, huh? Didn't you say anything stupid? By anything stupid, I mean anything at all. I look at you, mouth open, vocal cords of Twitter. We'll talk about it later. Right now, you out. 10 minutes ago. Go on. There are laws, detective. Have your kindergarten teacher read them to you, right? Go grab a juice box. Have a nap. Go on.
I was the guy who was selling meth. Allegedly.
Yeah, and felony quantity.
Just barely.
Yeah, just barely. The cops around here are like butchers, always got their thumbs on the scales, you know. But good luck arguing that in court. Let me get down to brass tacks. I'm going to get you a second phone call, okay? You're going to call your mommy or your daddy or your parish priest or your Boy Scout leader, and they're going to deliver me a check for $4,650. I'm going to write that down on the back of my business card, okay? 4650, okay? And I need that in a cashier's check or a money order, doesn't matter. Actually, I want it in a money order. And make it out to Ice Station Zebra Associates. That's my loan out. It's totally legit. It's done just for tax purposes. And after that, we can discuss Visa or MasterCard, but definitely not American Express. So don't even ask, all right? Any questions?
You're going to get me off, right?
What do I look like? Your high school girlfriend? Five fingers, no waiting? That's a joke, Brandon. Lighten up. Son, I promise you this. I will give you the best criminal defense that money can buy.
Welcome back to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter to get in contact with the show, or hashtag Hippo Juice on Facebook. Back live here, second hour of Hippo Juice. We have a couple of things we go to. I want to start with, because last week we never got to it because we got totes super busy. I want to start with the Florida story of the week. Now,
did you make the button yet, Dutch?
No.
Why not?
Well,
because I'm busy.
Oh, you sound sad.
Oh, what happened? Hey, Dutch. Dutch, you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
It was a rhetorical question. I really wanted to talk about it. Go ahead.
Now it's awkward. Nice. Really going to talk to us about it. I really don't care that much about it.
We're all friends.
I mean, we do care.
Hey, yo, it's Florida.
Bird with music.
Que hola, gata. Que hola, omega. And this is how we gonna do it. Dale.
We have three options, Marie. Let us pick.
Or pray.
Or pray.
Okay. Florida man beaten by elderly woman after trying to rob her.
Okay.
Okay.
Pantsless masturbating McDonald's customer, age 69, tried to force drive-through worker to touch him.
Okay. That's a good one.
Or...
One more. Hold on. One more. Don't pick yet. Don't pick yet.
Last one. Man dressed as woman stabs victim, police say.
I gotta go with number two.
Yeah, I like number two.
I'll go with two also.
All right, cops. Pantsless, masturbating McDonald's customer, age 69, tried to force drive-thru worker to touch him. After picking up food from a McDonald's drive-thru window, a pantsless 69-year-old Florida man allegedly tried to force a female employee to touch him as he masturbated in the front seat.
Just jacking it.
As he masturbated in the front seat of his vehicle. Steve Orville Clemens.
Really? Maybe he was just buttering his popcorn, right, guys?
Hey, hey, I hate you.
Was at the drive-thru window of a Wildwood McDonald's when the cashier turned to him.
Was it breakfast or was it lunch? What were they serving?
I'll masturbate
to McDonald's breakfast if I'm up early enough.
I do.
I mean, come on.
I don't know. It doesn't say what time it was.
Okay,
so I guess that part of the information is not useful. So,
smile.
Turned to him to give his change. At that point, the woman realized that Clemens was sans pants.
Okay.
And was pleasuring himself.
All right.
Clemens then.
I jerked off Nathan in a parking lot too.
Clemens then allegedly grabbed the cashier's hand and attempted to pull her hand into the vehicle.
Okay.
Wait, were they handing, like, exchanging money, and is that what happened? Like,
yeah, she was turning to him to give him his change.
Wait, give me a hand.
Here's your change, sir.
Shh, 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 shh.
Wait, no, 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 I don't want him.
He just keeps shushing her.
So what, did he, like, stand up in his seat with, like, his head, like, on, like
which head, huh?
No, according to the report, after pulling her hand away from Clemens, the worker shut the drive-thru window and called 911. I posted his mugshot in the chat room so you can see what it looks like. Creepy old man, white
man.
Luckily,
she had just Raynexed the drive-thru window, so it came right off.
Clemens was later apprehended at a nearby gas station.
Ew, that's not Mac sauce!
He was apprehended while still pantless.
Well, obviously, he was still pantless.
He had draped a t-shirt over his lap.
Good. And by the way, fun fact, it was a Leonard Skinner t-shirt.
Hold on. What's the name of this guy again? One more time.
Steve Orville Clemens.
Okay.
Steve Orville Clemens?
Dennis says, I knew Roger Clemens' career went down the drain since his last retirement, but come on.
And guess what? He's out free on $500 bail.
That's not bad.
$500.
The $500 bail means he had to pay 10% of that. So he had to pay $50. No, 10%. Yeah, $50 to get out of jail. That's not bad. For masturbating in a McDonald's?
It is not bad.
Now, in an Arby's, they actually pay you to masturbate there because it makes it smell better.
Is that what Bo Deedle said?
Yeah. Hey, you know meat slicer back here.
He's got a new one with that brisket roadhouse thing.
Right, now,
I saw that one. Yeah.
Normally we pick one out of the three, but I know there was another one that you guys wanted to read of the Florida stories.
Wait, what was it?
What was the first one, Marie?
The first one was Florida man beaten by elderly woman after trying to rob her. And then the other one was a man dressed as a woman stabs a victim.
Hold on, the first one, elderly woman? Like
a Florida man beaten by an elderly woman after he was trying to rob her.
He was trying to rob her. Okay, go ahead.
There's actually a video. Would you like me to play it?
Yes. No. Give it to, is there video of the beating?
No, there's no video of the beating.
I'm sure it's just a new story.
Just play it. I can't. Just play it.
Ohio police say 21-year-old Brian Oliveira has a history of targeting women for their gold. This Wednesday, a surveillance camera captured him trying to snatch a chain off of a woman.
Everyone see a leprechaun, say yeah!
Yeah!
That was a quote of the guy.
They do have a security cam, but it's so pixelated, you can't see a thing.
Yeah. Go keep playing it.
In this last case, unfortunately, it didn't work out for him the way he planned.
Right when he snatched the chain off this last victim, a 78-year-old female, she turned around and began to attack her assailant.
I'm sorry, but where's this news story from? The Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
I think it's from a drive-through window.
Butt Monkey says, I've fallen and I can't stop beating the shit out of this guy.
Fucking throwing haymakers.
Well, the photo of the guy that got apprehended was taken by Hialeah police.
So okay. Oh no, it was
Hialeah.
Oh boy, it was South Florida.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
I was
That's
as I'm
Turk
watching the video.
From Scrubs.
I was like,
oh my god, is that the guy?
That's the guy.
That's the guy? Yeah, from Scrubs. You're right. Good eye.
No, I was looking at the police station. I'm like, this looks awfully familiar.
Yeah.
Whoopsies.
It isn't crystal clear, but you can see the woman use her umbrella to smack and stun Oliveira.
Whoa. What is she, fucking Mary Poppins?
She's the Penguin.
Oh.
Go ahead.
He never expected blows like this from a 78-year-old.
Well, that's what you get. That's what you get for fucking with Gertrude Ali. She's going to fucking beat your ass.
Right. Especially in Hialeah. Are you kidding me?
Here's the thing. In Hialeah, a 70-year-old woman will probably beat the fucking living
shit out of you. She'll throw
some bows. No, they fuck you up. Yeah.
Probably got brass knuckles. Like,
thank you, Dutch.
Instead of Starbucks, at every corner, they have a boxing gym.
Also, didn't expect police to be right around the corner. A Hialeah officer saw the fight and quickly cuffed Oliveira.
And quickly posted it on YouTube.
As quickly as he could.
How this guy is going to get his ass handed to him in prison.
Of course he is!
Why, because of his stupid haircut? Look at his dumbass haircut.
His dreamy eyelashes and his the fact that he got beaten up by a 78-year-old. Oh, what a poor fuck. I feel bad for the guy, actually. I feel bad for the guy in this situation.
Is that it? Is there more?
There's a little bit more, but it's pretty much the whole story.
Okay. Yeah, he's dead.
That's not the first time I've heard a story about somebody trying to rob an old person and the old person just totally raining down on them. Stop picking on old people.
Well, it's mainly like you don't want to fuck with old dudes because a lot of these guys are like war vets from Vietnam who, you know, still have these barrel chested guys.
Who are just trying to get into the national parks and they're all closed for a week and they're freaking out.
Yeah.
Then they have a flashback when like somebody like hits them, they're just like, and they start screaming Charlie and punching them in the face. Like, dude, I would never fuck with like a guy in his 60s because that guy has seen some shit.
Exactly. You never know. I'm telling you,
those
dude.
Those guys are piling bodies up just and counting them.
Yeah,
while
they don't
they were
fucking
doing
care.
It.
And
like,
laughing.
You don't fuck someone like that.
Yeah. All right. Here, let's play this next video.
It's painful to watch. A biker is seen kicking the SUV driver, who at first lies motionless and bloodied on the ground. But tonight we're learning an off-duty undercover detective who went along for the ride with the other motorcyclist not only witnessed the attack, he's also on video pounding that SUV. Police have said he's not seen in the video that's gone viral. But
Okay, look. Here's the now. Look.
Yeah, everybody's seen this story at this point.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Okay, I'm making sure. Just in case. I mean, you guys all know about that.
No, we don't have to do it. Everybody's seen this.
Okay, you know the. But now it turns out one of them was an undercover cop who was off duty.
Right.
Now let's play a little more. Just for anyone who hasn't seen it, I just want to make sure.
Enforcement official tells us the video is in the hands of investigators. A former prosecutor says the unidentified detective could be charged with gang assault.
Now that we know this undercover officer is seen on camera pounding on the vehicle, how much legal trouble is he in?
Legally, he's in big trouble if he's seen.
You needed an expert for that?
He's in big trouble, mister.
And Jebediah Delta, that's my cousin.
Oh, great. Now they're all related.
Yep.
Great.
I actually used to be Dr. X, but they have found a cure.
Yeah, I can walk now. I lost my telepathy, but whatevs.
Pounding the vehicle. Under New York's gang statute, he can be charged.
I'm sorry, I apologize. I had the cough. New York's gang bang statute.
Charged with aiding and abetting in a gang assault, which is a felony under New York law, for which he could face.
Yeah, but everything's a felony
but
under New York law.
He doesn't want to blow his cover.
Yeah, you have to
like,
act.
These guys, by the way, are like menaces from what I'm hearing. Like these groups of crotch rocket bike riders.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if he can get in. Dude, they had undercover guys in the Hell's Angels who did way worse than.
Oh, yeah. I watch Gangman.
Like, dude, they have to. You know, they have to do some shit. You got to get your hands dirty.
Dutch, I know these biker gangs are crazy. I've seen DMX videos.
By the way, do you know what this is? This is something that was put out by the cops to go. Because to quell people who were outraged that there were undercover cops there, which, by the way, I don't know how they got leaked. Or
who is
why
this? I'm sorry, Dutch, look at the chat.
Just some random old guy, I think.
No, that's my personal trainer at 24 Fitness.
That's my dad.
No, it's not your dad.
Jesus.
What if this guy was wearing a hoodie and you try to rob him? Okay, I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah, can
yes.
you imagine? He would fucking murder your life.
No, you kick him in the legs. Yeah, the guy doesn't work out his legs. He's got bird feet.
I just feel it more.
And abetting in a gang assault, which is a felony under New York law, for which he could face many years in state prison.
But if I'm understanding this correctly now, Dutch, if I'm understanding this correctly, he was undercover trying to infiltrate this bike gang. Am I correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So he had to act, obviously, like he was part of it. Obviously, if you're undercover, I mean, if you blow your cover, they'll kill you. You could get killed and shit,
Here's the thing. They leaked this to the news, trying to say, okay, legally we're pressing charges against this guy to quell any uprise from the public of going, what the fuck? This guy was there and he didn't stop this. This guy is not getting in any trouble at all. They're just basically saying, oh, we're investigating and he could face this when he's not facing anything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because they still haven't said the guy's name and he's not on the video. So
exactly. So, dude, it's just they are not.
Then why report anything?
That guy's cover is still very well intact.
Then why report anything then?
Because people are pissed off going, why the fuck? Because they don't want the people to think that the cops are inept and that they aren't stopping.
Well, the cops are inept, and I am pissed off.
Oh.
Detectives Police Union did not say anything about pending charges and offered this earlier statement about its members under investigation in the attack. Quote, the facts are evolving and changing so quickly that the union will withhold any further comment until we see what further investigation reveals.
All right, now, Susan.
But I think
keep it vague. That's what they got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got to keep these guys, you know. But I'm just more worried about how did it leak out that one of the guys or a couple of the guys were undercover people? Like, how. Why was that public knowledge, and how did that get out there? Because you're blowing that cop's cover to prevent these assholes from doing what they do.
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, and like you said, they've been really hush-hush about it, so it's actually really difficult to know exactly, you know.
This is where WikiLeaks does not work. Like, yeah. Okay, the government fucking us, fine, but like an undercover cop who witnessed the guy get beaten up, okay, he didn't die, so keep the guy's cover.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely, especially in those things. I mean,
like I'm saying this like I'm a cop expert, but
you're not.
Okay, so now you're siding with the cops, but now let's play the other side of the coin here, okay?
Routine DUI arrest turned into a strip search, and it was all caught on camera. An Illinois woman is now suing, saying police went too far, and there was no excuse for her being treated so harshly. ABC's Gio Benitez has that story.
It started out as a routine DUI arrest, but what happened after now has 33-year-old Dana Holmes at the center of a federal lawsuit, a humiliating and unwarranted strip.
She's cute, right?
In that picture, is she an iceberg, though?
No, she's cute. She's cutesy.
Okay. County deputies, she says. The whole thing caught on.
Look, that's her. I mean, there you go. That's her walking the line there. So she's cute.
I mean,
she's 33. She's a cute girl.
Camera. Police pulled Holmes over for speeding May 18th. She allegedly told them she'd been at a wedding with her boyfriend and he was too drunk to drive. This police dash cam video shows her calmly taking a field sobriety test.
That's one long steady breath, okay?
Police say her blood alcohol level was about 3 times the legal limit.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is bad. You're right. Hey, we're all still on board with the police
it's
here.
3 times bad.
We're still okay.
It's a little bad.
Yeah, what was her name? Her name was Dana Van Wingerden.
Dana Van Wingerden. Oh. That's not cool.
Legal limit.
Are you going to arrest me?
I am going to arrest you for DUI.
She's taken to the police station, and that's where things go awry. Holmes is against the wall as the female deputy pats her.
By the way, that female deputy, from what I'm seeing, and I'm like, I made me by gaydars off, but she's a dyke.
Dude, well, she's a female.
She's shaped like a potato.
Yeah.
If she's a female cop, of course she's a dyke.
Yep.
Her down, male deputies standing by. Then suddenly, the officers put her on the ground. They allege she tried to kick them.
I was terrified. I felt helpless.
Within moments, deputies carry her into a padded room and put her face down on the floor. Then, three male officers and one female remove all of her clothing.
So that's how most of my short prison fan fiction start.
Leaving her naked for 2 minutes.
Am I the only one that writes prison fan fictions? All right, whatevs.
Till an officer tosses in some blankets.
I was scared and I lay there crying.
Illinois law says officers
was she mouthing off the whole time? Here's my thing.
What did she do? Here's my take on it
so far. Is that she's a good looking girl. You know, like she doesn't seem like a fatso or anything like that. But I'm assuming she was probably a lot hotter when she was younger. And that she has never gotten in trouble with the law before. And she's one of these, you know, I graduated from college. I know my rights. I mean, the whole kicking thing, she's probably mouthing off them the entire car ride over there. You know what I mean? Like, this is my thought. And then she probably did try to kick them. They're just like, all right, fuck this bitch. She gave us enough probable cause to take her to the ground and be like, look, you can't be the cunty cunt that you are. That's my thought.
Yeah, you're right. All that might be true, but I still think that you can't. While a female officer is strip searching a woman, men can't be present. I'm almost positive that's how it works.
No. She didn't get stripped until after the fact.
No, but
right
but,
there, she's patted down. And
but
she
by
tried
three
to kick
men.
But she was strip searched by
three men.
Watch,
and one
look.
Woman.
Then well, three the male after, officers go. And one female.
Hold on. Pause. She was getting patted down by a female officer. There was two there, right? Mm.
One female officer, two males.
She tried to kick the female officer.
Allegedly. We don't see it.
Let's take her down.
All right, let's play the rest.
Remove all of her clothing, leaving her naked for 2 minutes until an officer tosses in some blankets.
I was scared and I lay there crying.
Illinois law says officers can only conduct a strip search when there is a reasonable belief that a suspect has a weapon or drugs, and that they can only be searched by deputies of the same sex, and that it cannot be observed by anyone not physically conducting the search.
That's what I was trying to say, Dutch, is that all that's true. And she might be a cunt. Look, I'm not defending that she's a cunt. She's probably super cunt. My point is there's still laws, you know?
They're on-duty deputy
duty.
Sheriffs humiliating and groping a female inmate. And it makes you wonder, you know, were these guys ever trained?
This morning, Dana Holmes says her civil rights were violated and she wants justice.
I think they lose their jobs.
I mean, justice would be if she got a better phone. If you're to conduct an interview with ABC News, get off a speakerphone.
Seriously. And ABC News reached out to the county for comment, but overnight an official...
Well, yeah, but you were just calling a piece of dirt. Like, call people.
There told me the county won't comment on Penn...
I am the county. I speak for all.
Litigation. As for Holmes, she pleaded guilty to...
For English, press 1.
Para español, oprima número 2.
That DUI charge and was sentenced to probation. Robin George.
All right, yeah, thanks.
More like hobation, right, guys?
Hey-o.
Whoa. I think both sides were fucked up on that part. They overstepped their bounds. There's the law thing. But after a while, when someone's being a cunt long enough, it's like, fuck you.
I think it should be an eye for an eye situation, and they should strip search each other and then make out.
I would agree.
And I need to watch.
That's fine.
And then everyone learns a lesson.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Everyone learns a lesson.
I mean, what lesson.
It may not be the lesson they think they should be learning.
But a lesson is learned.
But a lesson, like a life lesson. You know how dads sometimes be like, you know what? This is a life lesson. You just put that in your back pocket.
Uh-huh.
Life lesson right there. Strip search to make out session.
Uh-oh, Dodge has a
SpaghettiOs.
has a new spokesperson.
New twist in the ad wars. One of the big three automakers is trusting their pitch to a fake newsman. So would you buy a car from anchorman Ron Burgundy? Dodge is betting that you will. And ABC's Chris Connolly takes a look at how they're doing.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books.
I love this scene.
I don't care how many times I see it.
Anchorman's fucking funny,
it's
man.
It's fucking hilarious. It's fantastic.
The straight from the 1970s doofus at a desk that Will Ferrell created in the 2004 film comedy Anchorman wasn't exactly Mr. Reliable.
I'm Ron Burgundy?
But with Anchorman 2 set to hit theaters December 20th, Ron Burgundy has returned, with Ferrell now appearing as San Diego's three-piece unsuitable newsman in hilarious new commercials for the Dodge Durango.
Impidge.
Right, is
flattering its giddy up with an unexpected comparison.
On my left is one horse with one horsepower.
It's cross promotion and a lower cost, high profile way to reach car buying bros for Chrysler.
You're going to attract the audience that was really into Anchorman when it came out 9 years ago.
Oh, okay. Thank you, marketing expert. Cool, we figured it out.
Is that what they're doing?
That's what they're
doing.
Well,
the thing is, we know that because we work in media and, you know, we all understand advertising, but they're doing this for the layman's, like, why the fuck is he in these ads?
I don't understand advertising.
That was really into Anchorman when it came out 9 years ago, which is going to be a younger, cooler consumer.
In a world of product placement that's grown ever more evident, as this pitch-perfect 30 Rock episode captured back in 2006.
Wow, this is Diet Snapple?
I know, it tastes just like regular Snapple, doesn't it?
Fictional characters selling real stuff is not as surreal as you think. There's 007 popping his cap for an either shake.
First off, James Bond would never drink Heineken, okay? He's not going to drink the fucking Coors Light of Europe. Relax.
Here's
He's
the thing.
Drink
what
real
this piece
beer.
Is about? This piece is about just how advertisement works for the people, you know, the rubes out there who actually watch ABC News, you know, like the older people.
Yeah. What do you
like,
mean?
We all get this stuff and we understand that, like, why are you telling stuff we already know? There's a shitload of morons out there who have no idea how this stuff works.
By the way, shitload of morons, name of my next CD, Dutch, okay?
Shitload of morons.
Yep.
Here's 007 popping his cap for a neither shaken nor stirred Heineken.
Like a virgin.
What happened?
It's like shaking. First off, the joke doesn't work because it's beer. If you shake Heineken, it's going to explode
spread
as soon as you open
all
it.
All over your face.
So the joke doesn't even work. It doesn't even work. It's even, okay, fine. You wouldn't stir. Who stirs beer?
I stir my beer.
It's not a Yoo-Hoo, you fucking idiot.
Can I be bit ruiner guy for a second?
Sure, go ahead.
I think it may have
even Ferrell's done it in character.
That was rude.
I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to. What was that?
Okay, go ahead.
No.
He's going to do it again.
I swear to God.
I'm not retarded. I've been reading it for like 7 years now.
Go ahead.
He's going to do it again.
I'm sorry.
Just say it so that he can do the thing and we can move on.
I'm not. You're going to feel stupid now when I don't do it. You're going to feel dumb.
No, you're going to feel dumb. You're the one who's running this ship.
You're the one running it.
Why would you run a ship?
Shaken nor stirred Heineken. Even Ferrell's done it in character before. For Bud Light, promoting his 2006 film, Semi-Pro.
Bud Light, suck one.
Now it's a car company hoping that he'll...
Bud Light, suck one's very funny, though. Bud Light, suck one.
I don't care if people say Will Ferrell's a funny motherfucker. I know that he doesn't make a lot of money and like, a lot of his movies bomb, but man, he can be funny.
He'll stay classy.
You stay classy, San Diego.
For Good Morning America, Chris Connolly.
I like that. And like I said, I've always been the advocate of I would rather have a show's character like on TV drinking Coca-Cola and not have that 50 commercials, you know? Like, I'd rather, to me, it takes me out of it when they're drinking cola, you know? Like, let them drink Coke, you know? That's fine. Just don't make it obvious, like the daytime soaps do, like, oh my God, this Chex Mix is so good.
It's literally like a 5-minute read.
I can't stop eating it.
This Chex Mix. No, but like.
It's healthy and nutritious.
Is it? Because I don't think so.
What was he advertising? A Dodge Durango?
Dodge Durango. Or, the new Dodge.
Does anyone have any audio?
I drive a Dodge Stratus.
Does anyone have any audio of John's bit doing the Subaru guy?
Dodge.
Because
Subaru.
John was pointing out that he did the same MPG joke, just in a slightly different way. Mm-hmm. And I would love it if we could do a first.
Yeah.
To Anchorman
Did
2.
You find the Dutch? I'm good for buying Dutch time.
I don't have it in my system, man. Oh, my God. Why don't I have this?
Come on, Subaru.
No. It was all Ryan's thing. Oh, fuck.
Whatever.
Oh,
clearly, it was John's thing. It was just edited and recorded by somebody else.
Ryan, I'm sorry. It was Ryan had it. I don't have my system at all. Jesus Christ.
All right, John, just redo it. Just redo the joke.
The new Subaru.
We're not going to redo jokes because we can't find them. We'll just post it later.
This posted later, I guess, you know, while I'm driving around in my Chevy Malibu and my Subaru Outback. I have both. I had them combined so I can get 47 MPG, which is miles.
Did you weld two different cars together, John?
Actually, I had guys at the office do it for me because they were fighting over which one they wanted me to promote. I'm like, guys, come on. It's easy. Just weld them together.
There you go. We did it first.
Wait, when John did the original Subaru ad, this is the sound he made.
Yes, yes, it was.
You guys remember the John sound?
Yep. That was in the old intro, wasn't it? If I remember correctly, that was in the old intro.
It was the pause between the first part and the second part.
And I remember I almost got a Nissan commercial doing, and I sent.
That's right.
Yeah, you actually tried out as an audio spokesperson.
For the Subaru guy.
With the Subaru voice
you did. I think that's where it started from, right?
No, he did the Subaru commercial first and then reused the voice he created of the Subaru guy to actually try to get a real commercial.
Yeah, because my agents, they wanted me to do audio from like whatever they sent me. And I was like, I have audio of me promoting a car. And I sent it to him, like, you got it. I'm like, yes!
You don't got it.
All right.
I'm going to keep trying to look for it.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But I have to move on.
Do,
so anyway.
You do that.
NFL accused
what does
of,
that stand for?
The National Football League.
Thank you.
NFLA.
Is accused of hiding truth about brain damage risk.
Professional football.
Yeah,
what's become?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
New twist in the app.
Sorry, go ahead. What were you saying, Dutch?
I was going to say, you just play the story. It's going to explain better than I can.
Okay.
Professional football, what's become America's sport? Now, the show seems spectacular, but the hits more violent.
What is this? This guy looks like he's always sleepy. Like, he looks like he's always just woke up to do his report. Like, he just woke him up to do it.
Do you see him a lot?
...than ever. And now the NFL must confront a most serious issue.
Most serious what? Indeed.
Why would you say it that way?
There's trouble afoot at the Circle K.
The possible correlation between...
Why is he screaming at us? Doesn't know he's impossible.
...NFL must confront a most serious... issue. The possible correlation.
Who's doing this report?
Here, I'll back it up.
Your
let's see
mom.
Professional football. What's become America's sport? Now the show seems spectacular, but the hits more violent than ever. And now the NFL must confront a most serious issue. The possible correlation between football and brain damage. Two award-winning journalists alleged.
What does a Pink Floyd song have to do with NFL football?
That the NFL waged a 2-decades-long campaign to help cover up any potential leak.
Oh, I know, because, you know, the NFL players didn't have, you know, common sense! You're hitting each other. Listen, look, I get it. I get the players.
No, you don't get it.
But what bothers me is when also the players don't want the NFL to play dumb, and I get that. But I also don't like when the players play dumb, too. Like, they never told us that hitting our heads together really hard might cause brain damage. Why? You don't have eyes? Like, how do you not know that? Like, it's what, you don't know that. Really?
Coach told me to hit the other guy hard, so I hit the other guy hard.
And they have written a book. It's called League of Denial.
It's called
the
Bleh.
It's a pop-up book.
Because they're fucking brain damaged. Get it?
Link, and they have written a book. It's called League of Denial. The NFL.
League of Denial.
Bell concussions.
League of Extraordinary
and the battle
Denial.
For Truth.
And League of Denial, a book by Sapphire.
Produced a documentary for Frontline. Take a look.
At What Price Glory, the Hall of Fame center Mike Webster died at the age of 50 after years of combat on the field.
Legendary NFL center Mike Webster, one of the best to ever play his position, died in 2002 after suffering for years with dementia and depression, disorders that can be associated with repeated head trauma.
But I know people that have dementia that never played football. Like it's that same thing. Like, you know, when people try to tell you, like, oh, pot's a gateway drug. Everyone that's done heroin's done pot. Yeah, but everyone that smokes pot doesn't do heroin, you know?
Remember that time when I hit that fence doing 30 miles an hour without a helmet?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah. And you didn't brain your damage.
No, I don't think I still see it.
You didn't brain your damage?
Yeah, I said that's that way
Simpsons
on purpose.
Joke.
The Simpsons joke.
Okay.
On the field.
Legendary NFL center Mike Webster, one of the best to ever play his position, died in 2002 after suffering for years with dementia and depression, disorders that can be associated with repeated head trauma.
Or with getting old.
Here's the thing, though. I think what this piece is trying to point out.
I got your piece right here.
That league intentionally tried to cover up the fact that this is happening. Right, you know what I mean? Like, the players 100% know what they're getting into.
Yeah, but like I said, look, don't get me wrong,
the
Dutch.
The league intentionally tried to cover it up.
You're right, Dutch.
Pay no attention to the retards in the corner.
Don't, yeah. Well, but don't get me wrong. The league's the fucking scumbags. I'm not defending them. But I just don't like when players play dumb. Like, really, you don't know hitting your heads against each other.
That's
really?
No, hold on. This isn't a fucking players-made piece. This is an investigative reporting piece. Do you understand the difference?
Why are you yelling?
Yes, stupid.
Well, it's just like you're automatically taking shots at the players. It's like, of course, they know. Millions of dollars, I get my head hit. They understand that. But the fact of the piece is that, like, the league are pieces of shit.
The league is not telling
Stop
us
blaming
the
players.
Brain damage.
After his death, Webster would become the first NFL player diagnosed with the neurological disease chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE.
I would have great objection to this claim.
And since 2005, Dr. Anne McKee, one of the nation's leading neuropathologists, has studied the brains of 46 former NFL players.
Like Junior Seau.
She spoke with the Fainaroo brothers and PBS's Frontline about her findings.
We have an enormously high hit rate. That would be extraordinary with any other disease to be able to pull in that many cases just that were suspected. So I think the incidence and prevalence have to be a lot higher.
Football, as we know it, is not going to be around in 10 years. I mean, just, be realistic. It doesn't matter what side you're on. This isn't me picking a side or anything, but you do agree that, Dutch, with me, that, and John, you too, that football in 10 years will not be what it is today. It's going to be a different sport. Right.
Yeah, it's a different sport. If it keeps going, yeah. It's because, what, they're already, like, fining players for excessive celebration in the end zone. So you can't have fun after you just scored a freaking touchdown. You know, and then and all these like head rules and everything. So, what they're gonna do? Flag football now?
Like, oh, if you grab the flag, that's okay.
It's just gonna be virtual football where they're just gonna build up people, and you can put them on your fantasy team, and you can play it out virtually with other fantasy leaguers to see who picked the best people.
At least give us robots,
right?
Then people realize.
To her, it may be the beginnings of an epidemic.
I think it's going to be a shockingly high percentage. I'm really wondering where this stops. I'm really wondering on some level
it's only an epidemic if it's something that you can catch from somebody else, like by touching or airborne. It's only going to happen to the people that play football.
Is that the legal term?
Yes.
Yeah, epidemic. Yeah, no, she's right. And the same thing with pandemic. You know, Maria is correct with her verb. An epidemic, it's a lot, but you can easily stop it. That's exactly what Marie said.
Just stop playing football.
Bird flu.
It's not an epidemic anymore.
It's not bird flu. You coming up with a virus like, oh, you wanted to. Okay, just don't play football. Problem solved. Like, you know, that's the other thing. This is a voluntary sport, you know.
Keep playing the story, and sure. I have an opinion about this after.
Sure,
a single football player doesn't have this.
The numbers then and now. They are striking.
There's 54 brains of former NFL players that have been studied. Of those 54, 52 have been diagnosed with this disease, CTE.
While the evidence is relatively new, the controversy is not. The league just settled a class action suit with thousands of former players, agreeing to pay $765 million in...
That means each player gets $3.
...medical benefits and injury compensation to retired players without admitting any liability.
Our thought was, let's go into this and try and figure out what did the league know, when did it know it, and to what extent did it try to bury science.
In 1994, then-NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue created the mild...
That's his name.
Brain traumatic.
His name is Tagliaboot?
No, Tagliaboo.
Oh.
Jury committee.
That committee became the vehicle by which the NFL denied the...
You know it's serious because of the music.
...the significance of the issue for the next 16 years.
In 2007, the NFL held a meeting in Chicago where new committee...
Where they all had deep dish pizza. It was delicious.
Oh, man, I want one
Bob.
Right now.
Oh, my God, deep dish pizza.
Commissioner Roger Goodell, having taken over for Tagliabue.
If I had a deep dish pizza right now, I would just shove it in my face.
I'm Julie.
Would you shove it in your Tagliabue?
I would just smush it. Just smush it in my face right now. And just
I'm Julius Pepperwood. I'm from Chicago.
Spoke on the matter, captured on tape in the new Frontline documentary.
The evidence is that our doctors are making excellent decisions. That's proven by the 6-year study that we have and the research that's been done.
God, he's just so full of shit too. It's just,
I hate him.
Oh yeah, he's terrible.
That and looks at that issue intensively.
The head of Goodell's concussion committee, Dr. Ira Kasson, took on the critic.
Committee?
Of course he does. It's right next to his Justice League.
Anecdotes.
You know that? It's in his evil lair at the bottom of a swamp. Meanwhile, at Goodell's lair.
Meanwhile.
Do not make scientifically valid evidence. I'm a man of science. I believe in empirically determined, scientifically valid data.
I believe in building large lasers to take over the planet.
How chewy is this fuck?
Well, his name's Ira.
Jesus.
I like he's science and discounts.
Well, you hear the NFL also working on the weather machine.
You know, and that is not
but I had to have it in New York City because of the bagels.
I'm a man of
they
science.
They have good bagels, is what I'm trying to say, in New York.
I believe in empirically determined, scientifically valid data, and that is not scientifically valid data.
Kasson insisted there was no evidence that football players were at risk for CTE.
In my opinion, the only scientifically valid evidence of a chronic encephalopathy in athletes is in boxers and in some steeplechase jockeys.
Jockeys?
Steeplechase jockeys?
Yeah, bro. That's like
the guys who have those crazy races that have like go through mud, go through water, and then go through.
You're
like,
Dutch. Curves. Don't pretend like you're part of my steeplechase jockey fucking fantasy league.
Oh, you're
you, now.
Is that what I am?
Yeah, now you're playing stupid. Like you don't know what steeplechase jockey is.
You know what? You're right. I am. What a weird thing. I mean, boxers, I get it. You get punched in the head a lot. Your brain rattles around. But steeplechase jockeys?
Well, I don't know what a steeplechase
jockey is. Did somebody look that up? I'm just curious.
What the is a steeplechase
jockey? I'll tell you what. From what I know, steeplechases are, it's like some kind of a race where there's like a lot of obstacles thrown. Hold on.
Oh, I know. Dutch.
Just hedges in like large puddles of water.
Dutch, it's when you lock hands with someone. You're like, here's the church. Here is the steeple. Open the here are the people. How's
here
it go?
Here are the people.
Yeah. It's like that, right?
It's like that.
It's the.
Here's the bing. Here's the bong. Look down. Here's my schlong.
It's not.
I think it's.
Not.
It's
I don't want to see that.
It's when steeple horse racing is, I guess, when they jump over hedges and go
yeah,
into
no,
water.
Yeah, no, actual steeplechase. Can I give you the description of that real quick?
Sure.
No.
It's an obstacle course race in athletics, generally in the Olympics, where. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, damn it. I lost it. Sorry, I closed the whole thing down accidentally. Marie, tell me what your horse racing thing was about.
It's when the horsies get to jump over the hedges and over the water.
It's basically they do a hurdle set, they do running through water set, and then they do a regular run set. Like, why the fuck would he even mention that?
It's like
that?
The British when they go, tilly-hoo!
That's what they do in the Olympics. Like, it is literally... You do hurdles.
It's my opinion,
water, and then you run like in dry land.
It's
like,
my opinion that this dimension concussions only happens in horse racing, astronauts, gardeners, people who change tags at supermarkets, and any Walmart employee. What? That's what? He's just naming things.
Or any time when my horse, Mixie, doesn't win in the seventh quintella.
What an asshole.
Here's the thing. Yeah. The whole point of this is that they intentionally try to cover up, or for insurance purposes, that the sport caused head injury. And it does. We all know it. We've all seen
it
obviously. Firsthand. So the NFL are pieces of shit. And the thing is, I don't blame them for being pieces of shit because, dude, what sells more tickets than a nice big old fat hit out
across
sell
tickets.
The middle?
Oh, I thought you were asking me. Sorry.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, like, to my point, you know, not be a bitch.
Did I answer correctly?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just attracted to these Olympians that are female that are jumping and getting wet.
You didn't answer at all. What happens is that it's dude, the NFL piece of shit because they're trying to make money. I get it. The players are pieces of shit because they understand the risk and they still do it every time. Here's the thing. Like, it's a violent game. Let it happen.
Yeah, but Dutch, and now this is the segue because we were talking about it last week. And now think about all this. There's these lawsuits and all this money, and these players are getting paid to do it. Now you have the NCAA has the fucking balls to make billions and not give them money. These kids are getting the same head injuries. Even if they only play 4 years, they're still getting fucking nailed in the head for 4 years. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Like, my point is, then fucking, it's just another reason to pay these fucking kids, you know?
Here's one other thing, though, that I wanted to mention before we move too far past the whole, you know, concussion nonsense. And I agree, and I've been saying this since day one. You can pull tape of me saying this when it first came up. And I was listening to Dan Patrick earlier today, and he was actually talking about this very special. He said, and I agree with him, just start doing HGH and drug testing in the NFL, and that will cut back a lot on these concussions because these guys are monsters.
Agreed.
These guys are fucking animals. You know, baseball, the most stringent drug testing you could possibly imagine. NFL, not at all.
Well,
there's not a single. Well, okay,
they're all on steroids, and everybody knows it.
That's just it. It's because, dude, these fuckers are animals. They're robots at this point, taking each other's heads off. That's why you have the amount of awful concussion, because these guys are coming at each other a lot faster and a lot harder.
Well, somebody else said take away their helmets.
That's so stupid. That is so retarded. Every time I hear that goddamn
rugby, they don't have helmets.
Shut up, Royce. Every time I hear that, I want to punch you in the rugby. Face. You said it like five times.
They don't have helmets.
Let's
in rugby.
Let's just watch soccer. Said no
Ew.
One ever.
Okay, good recovery.
That was actually very funny.
No, but I'll just add one more thing. Like, because even in like baseball, and I know whatever, but in NCAA, they still allow aluminum bat, which is far more stronger velocity than
No, not anymore. It's wood now in NCAA.
Well, I don't think people are getting more concussions from aluminum bats than they are on wooden bats. So thanks
they're
for
more severe
on topic
with
there,
an aluminum bat, though,
Sean.
No, but no, they're wooden now because people almost got killed by line drives with the aluminum bats. Man roughs up 12-year-old after a water gun accident.
Good.
What?
The accidental squirting of a man by a boy with a water gun led to the boy being assaulted and the man being arrested.
Whoops. Whoops, Daisy.
Jeremy Dozer, 32.
Jeremy was Dozer.
He beat up a kid.
Hey, I remember squirting on the boy. Seemed like harmless little fun.
Why do you have to wear my new sweat shoes? Was charged Monday with child abuse and battery, according to an arrest report by the Alachua County Sheriff's Office.
Uh-oh, Gainesville.
Florida.
University of Florida.
The incident occurred Saturday afternoon at Post Springs Park near High Springs. Marie, where is that?
It's
up. Is it up high?
It's in the north part.
Two boys, including a 12-year-old victim, were playing with a water gun on their way to the restroom when Dozer was accidentally hit by the water gun. The boys apologized, but Dozer allegedly told them, "You don't know who you're messing with." And grab the
victim. You don't want to mess with those Alachua County residents.
And grab the victim by the neck, choking him, and drag them into the restroom.
Wow.
ASO reported that Dozer shoved the boy against the wall and then to the floor, stepping on his left arm and attempting to kick him before being interrupted. Once again, once the incident began, the victim's friend ran to the restroom to get help. Dozer walked away and did not return, but several witnesses identified the man. Some of those witnesses were involved in the earlier argument involving Dozer at the park. The boys had redness and dark spots on its neck, shoulder, and arms, the reports say.
Ooh, you want to see a picture of this gentleman?
Yeah.
Copy image. Yeah, hold on, because this guy looks like a trailer winner, I say. Here we go. A bam. There he is.
That motherfucker?
That's the guy that beats up 12-year-olds.
He looks like a guy that would beat up 12-year-olds.
He really
looks
is.
Looks like a piece of shit.
Why is his face so lopsided?
Because he's Puerto Rican.
No,
he looks
he's
like
not.
He has scoliosis of the face.
No, he's terrible. Hey, we beat up a kid. I don't get, like, it took him wrong. Kids are annoying.
Because he got a little wet, so.
So you just beat the shit out of a kid?
Yeah.
Even after the kids said they were sorry?
Well, the kid didn't believe it.
Well, I mean, you know, no one was there. But even if he did squirt him on purpose, it's a water gun.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck gets mad at that? Like, who cares?
Wasn't he on his way to the bathroom anyway? What? Okay, so you get towel. Like, okay, wipe yourself down. What?
Maybe it wasn't a water gun. Maybe it was his wee wee.
What are you, three?
Yeah.
I just went.
One more. I got to get this one in here. This is from last week, and I really, really wanted to get to this, but I couldn't. Florida mom high on meth chopped off a bunny's head in front of her kids is now going to rehab.
Oh, no.
Wow. Wait, the bunny?
Ayo, it's Florida.
I don't have the music ready. Florida mom high on meth who chopped off bunny's head in front of kids now going to rehab. Florida woman who decapitated a pet bunny in front of her children was strung out on meth will not go to prison after pleading no contest to animal cruelty and child abuse Friday.
Why?
Tina Sandlin, 36, will go directly from jail
without passing go and collecting $200.
Where she has been for about a year to an inpatient rehabilitation center. Bay County Sheriff's deputies say that they arrested her September 25th last year after they found her holed up under her mobile home in Southport.
Do you pass rehab? Do they show her a bunny and then like see if she
doesn't kill it?
Don't rip its head off.
Bay County Sheriff's deputies. You failed. That's 10 bunnies this week. Bay County Sheriff's deputies say they arrested. Sally went in hiding after she killed the rabbit. Kill the wabbit. Kill the wabbit. The children later told police.
Duck season.
Wabbit season.
Wabbit season.
The children later told police that her mother held the rabbit by the ears as it kicked its legs.
The bunny's gonna get it.
And a failed effort to free itself.
It's either the bunny or me.
Oh, no, not Flapjack.
The kids did not immediately tell anyone about the pet's bloody death, but eventually alerted their father, according to local news.
Pork chop sandwiches.
They had to tell Daddy when Daddy said, hey, where's the bunny?
Her husband told officers.
Bunny tore its head off.
She just replaced it with a chihuahua, see if anyone noticed.
Mommy needed the bunny's head for more drugs.
Office, she was just selling the feet for meth.
No, but seriously, did she rip the bunny's head off or did she chop it off?
It says chop. Her husband told officers that she merely shrugged her shoulders and said that she slaughtered the pet because she was bored. And he confronted her. He added that her children, now 7 and 4, have
a
nightmares.
A bunny is the most adorable thing in the world. Why would you ever want to cut its head off?
Sandlin left the house and did not contact her family for about a month. Officers say she admitted to the killing after they took her into custody. The judge sentenced her to 5 years probation, including 18 months on drug offender probation.
Why has Fred posted a picture of the proper way to slaughter a bunny?
Thank God. Finally, somebody.
It's like a three-step process. That's where do you find this stuff?
You club it in the back of the head, and then you rip the neck upright, and then you slice the neck downward.
Ironically,
after you strung it up by its feet.
Ironically, that is the same way they killed Asian women in China when they're born.
Oh, Marie.
Same way.
Damn it. Sorry.
It's the Matrix. Take the blue pill.
Yeah. All right. Oh, Dutch, we got to wrap up. 2 minutes here. You want to pop that music up?
We got to
do Neglected Hippo Text. Okay. Coming up after us, guys, is a Red show. They are not live, but it's new to you. Okay? They recorded earlier for your fucking ear holes.
Hold on. Is it like definitely kicking on? Kind of thing?
Yeah. Mitch has it all set. I talked to him. Remember, he was on the show earlier. So it is all set up and ready to go. Any other plugs?
Oh, thank you, Marie. Marie sent me some hippo texts because I wasn't on for the first half.
I sent you three.
All right.
Three. I got other ones that I got from when I jumped on, but I'm going to go with Marie's
Hit it.
Right now. Right, here we go. How do they get this audio of the parents? Would they refuse to let machines steal their voices? Well, she would have been breathless after she'd been forced to blow that dude.
I remember this one earlier, but
I can't stop beating the shit out of this guy. It doesn't bother me if I'm a half-breed. The midgets, I think you mean half a person's.
Okay, you're right. That's PC.
And the last one, I'm watching the Blackhawks right now.
That's it. just turn that
one
off.
Listeners had to let us know that they would rather watch a hockey game than us. So okay, take cool. it away, Riz.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. Blah, 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 blah. Play us out, Dutch.
My only friend. Oh, did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad.
been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe I'll stop feeling so bad. Go make some new disaster. That's what I'm counting on. You're someone else.